Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Well, we've had some great messages the last few weeks. I thought we might have a little respite. Nice, gentle Christmas message. Do you doubt me? Praise God. I've got to read some words from Isaiah in the Truth Translation. You've all got this by now, of course. No advertising from the platform, but you need the whole counsel of God. In Isaiah 63, we read, "I will speak of the Lord's loving kindness and his mercies and the praises that he deserves for all that he has given us. His present goodness towards the house of Israel, the fruit of his compassion, and the abundance of his loving kindness. For he said, 'Surely they are my people, my children, who will not be false to me.' So he was their savior. Their affliction became his affliction, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and compassion, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them as he had done in the past." One of the amazing things about prophecy in Scripture is it speaks of what will happen as if it has happened. And those words were written probably about 700 years before Jesus actually came to Israel as the Savior, as the Redeemer, and fulfilled all those promises. God had promised to give his Son, to give the Messiah to his people. And of course, because he is faithful, he fulfilled his promise. He is the God of all grace. And grace means that God gives and he gives and he gives and he gives. And we are the recipients of that grace. Paul says that daily we stand in the grace of God. Now, Christmas time is present time. And I trust you've all finished your Christmas shopping by now? Or some of you are waiting for the greater bargains still that are to come. It's quite a business, isn't it, this giving of presents? You first of all have to decide who you're going to give a present to. That usually isn't too difficult because we've got the list. Those you love to whom you want to give, those to whom you ought to give, those who expect you to give, and there may be some that you want to simply express your thankfulness to them because of ways in which they have blessed you. And so it may not be normal for you to give them a gift, but you just feel on this occasion that you'd like to do that. You want to honor them. When we have Hero of the Month, we don't only give them the plaque for a month, but we give them a meal for two. We just want to give, to show that when we honor someone, we give to them. We're actually reflecting in just a small way whenever we give this grace of God that has given us everything, that has given us his best. And of course, when you were first born again, God gave you his Son. He has given you his Spirit. He has given you his kingdom. He has given you the fullness of life. He gave you every spiritual blessing right at that very first moment that you became his child. Of course, it isn't possible for us to appropriate all he gave at that time. So the rest of our life is really a life of expressing faith in his grace so that we can download into our lives more and more and more of what he has given right at the start. Now, that shouldn't be too difficult for us to understand, because no doubt you've already bought or intending to buy a present, a gift this Christmas for those especially who you love, who are close to you. Your husband, your wife, your children, your other close relatives, your close friends, and so on. Now, you don't adopt the attitude, well, I gave to them last year, so I won't give to them this year. You don't, as a mother, say, well, I gave birth to my child. That was the greatest gift that I could do, but I don't have to give them anything more. I gave them life right at the very beginning. No, because of that love and that bond, that unity between you, you actually love to give to your child. You want to go on expressing your love in the way in which you give. So we don't adopt the attitude, well, I gave to my husband last year, I gave to my wife last year, I don't need to give them anything this year. Because in love, you want to express your giving. Right at the beginning of your Christian experience, Jesus gave you the fullness of his life. But we've just had communion. What does communion signify? This is my body. This is my blood. He is giving to us afresh all the virtues of his body and blood. It's more than a memorial, but it does remind us of all that Christ has given. And Jesus used this as a way in which his disciples could continue to receive this gift of his grace, of all that he came to live and then to die to give to us. And of course, if you look at the Acts of the Apostles, it was the practice of the early church to have communion every day. And actually, when Kingdom Faith was living as a community, we had communion every day. And in that way, we were just expressing all the time the fact that we were living in the good of God's giving. That we are appropriating all the time more and more of what he has given us by grace. Paul is the one who teaches us more than anything else about the grace of God. And he says that God has lavished his grace upon us. All his letters are what I call grace sandwiches. He always begins with grace, grace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and he always ends with grace. But who knows that the sandwich, in any sandwich, the tasty bit is what is between the bread. So it isn't just that we say, oh, well, praise God for his grace at the beginning and praise God for his grace. We take seriously all that is written in between. Amen? Yeah. Because you see, in everything that he says, God is giving to us. That's why that same Paul that talked about grace, when he met with the elders from Ephesus on the beach at Miletus on his way to Jerusalem for the last time, He said, I never hesitated to preach to you the whole counsel of God. Everything that was on God's heart, everything that is part of the gospel, everything that is true about the kingdom. He knew that people needed the whole truth and not just to take some aspect of the truth and magnify it so that actually it becomes a distortion of the truth. So we live in the grace of God, and therefore, in His love, He wants to give to us. And in our love, we want to give to Him, and we want to give to others. But Jesus, you see, says that by that same love, we want to obey His commandments. We want to live in obedience to His will. So, what we do then, as we've been hearing in these last few weeks, is to give of ourselves, to live lives that are yielded, consecrated, given over to Him, in order that He can do with us what He pleases. When I was a young pastor and we were experiencing revival in the church at Luton, we always enjoyed Christmas. I love Christmas. I make no apology for delighting, rejoicing in Christmas. There's up on our website an article that I wrote about that a year or two back. And we just sent that to all the followers on Twitter. But because I make no excuse. I mean, you know, some people don't like to celebrate Christmas. I respect them if they don't want to. But they're not going to stop me from celebrating Christmas because I want to rejoice in the birth of my Savior. Just because the world distorts it doesn't mean that we don't celebrate it. It's a time to say, thank you, Lord, because there'd be no salvation without the incarnation. There'd be no cross if Jesus hadn't first become as man and has lived amongst us that perfect life that made His life a perfect offering on our behalf. So, I'm going to enjoy this Christmas. But it always seemed to me, you know, so much preparation goes into Christmas, and so much preparation goes into something like tonight, this wonder service that we're going to have. A lot of preparation goes into those kind of things. A lot of preparation goes into our card sending, our present buying, our decorating of our houses and all the rest of it, into all the preparation of the food for the feasting that we're going to have before the fasting, which will take the pounds off that we put on during the feasting. Hallelujah, praise God, glory, amen. A lot of preparation. And it always seemed to me we put so much preparation in that Christmas Day itself, the service can be an anticlimax. Just a few carols, a couple of readings, a message for the kids. And I thought, well, wait a minute. If some preparation is going into Christmas, I want to get something out of it that is more than just a few carols. I love carols. But it seemed to me that we should expect something special from God on Christmas Day. And even come to worship with that expectation. We've had all this build up, now something special from God. And of course, the principle that Jesus taught us is the measure we give determines what we receive back. So it's not just that all our effort goes into the turkey and the Christmas pudding and the presents and all the other stuff, because all that really is not the heart of Christmas, is it? We celebrate what Christmas really means. And so I always said to my congregation in those days, what are you giving Jesus for Christmas? I mean, if we're going to have a present list of those we love, shouldn't he be at the top of the list? And we don't say, well, I've already given Jesus something. I gave him something last year. I give him something in the offering every Sunday. No, if it's special time, when we celebrate his birthday, isn't that what Christmas is? His birthday? It may not be the correct date, but that doesn't matter. The Queen has a birthday and it isn't the correct date. But they get the band out and all the soldiers and everybody has a good time. Who cares what the date was? But we celebrate his birth. That's the point. So on his birthday, I want to give the Lord something. But the amazing thing, you see, about God is that you can't give to him without getting something back. And so if I'm giving to him, then he's going to give back to me in some way. It's not just whether I have a good service or not on the Sunday morning, but somehow over that season of Christmas, something is going to be imparted to me from God. And I would teach the people in the church that expectation. Come on, we see what the world does to Christmas. We're celebrating the real Christmas. Right, let's give to our Savior on his birthday. And let's be open to receive from him whatever by his grace he wants to pour into our lives. Hallelujah. So I thought it would be kind of neat if we did that this year. So when you came in, you should have been given one of these. You need this for the sermon. If you haven't got one, put your hand up. The stewards will come and give you one. Took me all yesterday afternoon to cut these up off a strip. So. With some help from my wife, hallelujah, praise God, glory, amen. What are wives for? But to love their husbands by helping them, supporting them in their ministry. Praise God, everybody got one. Now, it would also be helpful to have a pen or a pencil. Now, I used to teach the people, look, when you give a present at Christmas, you have to remember what you gave them before. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to give the same present to someone as you gave to him or her last year, do you? That's a bit embarrassing. And of course, you have to avoid that drastic mistake of giving back to somebody what they gave to you and you never wanted, but you forgot who gave it to you. That's why I always say to people when they say, what do you want? I say, I'll buy it, you pay for it. Then I make sure I get what I want. Right, have you got this? Right, now, if you've got your pen or your pencil, and if not, you can share along the rows because you're Christians. Right, first of all, I'm sorry that they're just plain, but that's all I could get in the numbers available. But if you want to put a bit of holly in the corner or a bell in the other corner, it's entirely up to you. But just first of all, put to Jesus. Because this is going to be your present to Jesus. Now, usually when you put the tag on the Christmas present, you put with love. If it's someone very precious to you, you might say with all my love. So as I'm going to give this present to Jesus, I'm going to say, with all my love. Can you write that? I mean, if you don't love him, don't write it. But if you love him, to Jesus, with all my love. And then normally you sign it so that somebody knows who's given them the gift. So I'm going to write my name, Colin. That's the name by which he calls me. So to Jesus, with all my love, Colin. Now I've got to get the jolly thing off the backing. Right. When you've written it, put it on your body. Not your clothing, your body. You can put it on your forehead, your hand. Put it on your body. What does the scripture say? Present your body as a living sacrifice. Now, just before you do that, I want to remind you of one other truth about presents. Once you've given a present, you can't take it back. Present your body as a living sacrifice. I put it on my forehead because the next verse says, let your mind be renewed so that you know the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. So, what present does Jesus want from you this Christmas? Well, you've heard it the last few weeks, really. He wants you. Now, it's not just that you should give yourself to him. He wants you. Why did he come and save you? Why did he call you? Why did he choose you? Why did he give you his Spirit? Why did he give you his kingdom? Why does he promise you to have eternal life with him in his glory forevermore? Because he wants you. And so this is a time, Christmas time, to say, Jesus, I want to give you this present of myself. It's not much, really, compared with what you've given me. But I just renew this gift of myself. Now comes the tricky part. Are you ready? Because, you see, you don't repeat the same gift as before, what have you never really given to him in the past? Of yourself. What have you ever withheld from him? Not really allowed him to have the freedom in that area of your life? Not allowed him to have his will in that particular area of your life? Because what would be really meaningful is not a bit of paper on your forehead, but that God recognizes that in your heart you are giving to him what you've never given before. You might have given it in theory because, Lord, I give you my whole life. But you see, at the beginning, he gave you his whole life. But that takes on a more and more particular meaning as you sort of download, as you appropriate, as you receive different aspects of his life and of his being into your life and into your experience. Is there something he's been tapping you on the shoulder about and saying, hey, come on, you need to be surrendered, yielded to me in that particular area? Because we're going to pray in a moment. And as we pray, I didn't ask you to write this down because that would be making it too public, because others would be able to see it. But when we stand, I'm going to ask you, give to Jesus what you've never given him before. And the Holy Spirit will help you. He will show you what that means, what he is wanting as the gift. Not just what you're choosing to give him this Christmas, but the gift that he would really like to receive from you. It's always good, isn't it, when you hit the jackpot and you give someone what they really wanted. And they're so grateful, so thankful. Well, let's give to Jesus what he really wants. Let's all stand, shall we? Just close your eyes and so you can focus on the Lord and just say, Holy Spirit, just show me now what it wants, what it is that Jesus wants, that Jesus is asking of me. What is it, Lord, that I've never truly surrendered to you in the past, given to you? Is there any way, Lord, that I've been holding out on you? Please just show me so I can bless you this Christmas. And I know that whenever I bless you, you always bless me. You never let me outdo you in giving. So I want to bless you, Lord. I want to give to you so that 2012 really will be the greatest year of my life. That right from the beginning, as we've already heard this morning, right from the beginning of the year, I can meet with you in fresh ways and know that you will have a greater grip and grasp of my life. You can pour your riches more abundantly into me. And you can use me more effectively for your glory. And Lord, as these labels say for each one of us in this room this morning, my body is yours, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. Thank you that when you came in your body, you gave your body for my body. That my body might now be a temple of your spirit. And that one day it will be a resurrected body, living with you in your glory for all eternity. So I praise you that you are Lord of my body. I give myself to you afresh this Christmas in love, with all my love. Thank you, Lord, that that is complete freedom. To know that I don't hold on to anything for myself. But I acknowledge that you are Lord of all. Every part of my being. Now thank you, Lord, that as we read those prophetic words at the beginning, they spoke hundreds of years before the events that took place. Thank you that you have spoken prophetic words over the lives of every one of us in this room. Thank you that to you, those prophetic words are as good as done. That there is no question that those words will be fulfilled. So, Lord, I can only speak for myself now, but I give myself afresh to you this Christmas as my gift to you, Lord, in order that all your promises might be fulfilled in my life. That everything that you've called me to do, to fulfill, to achieve, everything will be done, not through my power, but by your grace. And I thank you, Lord. I praise you. And I bless you. Jesus, I want you to have a happy Christmas. I want you to have a happy birthday. Because you are pleased with what I give to you. Lord, it seems amazing. But you say that you delight in all those to whom you show your love and mercy. And Lord, you have shown me so much love, so much mercy. I dare to believe that you delight in me as your child. And you receive this gift of myself. As a child to his Father, his Lord, his Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for all my brothers and sisters here, whatever it is we've been yielding to you that we've never given you before. Lord, thank you that now those things are given and we can't take them back. We've presented them to you. We've made them presents to you this morning. Thank you that you will be at work by your grace, by the power and life of your Spirit within us, to enable the outworking of that in practice, in whatever way is appropriate, according to what we've given. So we just give you all the glory, Lord. Come on, let's just thank the Lord. Let's praise Him. Oh, we bless you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.